I didn't handle a pandemic very well. Guys, I'm 19 years old, just to give you an idea. Everything's about politics, obviously. It's funny, people don't even know my politics based on my appearance, right? Like, I could be a barista at a fancy cafe or the leader of QAnon and nobody knows. How great is that? The far left and the far right have come so far, they just look exactly the same. It's tough, man. It's tough being a tiny guy. People are like, you're just an oppressive white man. I'm like, I can't even ride a roller coaster legally. I don't know what... I'm wearing kids' clothes, okay? Catching pedophiles all day just walking around. Hey, little boy. Give me the candy.
Comedian Tyler Fisher's The New Normal comedy special, airing now exclusively on YouTube. Link available in this episode's description.
You're listening to The Andres Segovia Show.
Get this song that's an earworm. You just can't get it out of your head.
Oh, man. I'm having one of those moments right now.
Hey, any of you familiar with Desi Notch?
But you're probably wondering.
What's Desi Notch?
बैली जैसे धूल उड़ा के सिंग उठा के तुम भी नाचो बाजे जम के ताल ढोल बेटा राजू उड़ के नाचो
हीरो से भी तेज कोई कर सके जो बेद नाचो
अस्तबल में घोड़े जैसे पाक डोर छोड़ नाचो
मिट्टी जो तो रोट मोटा मिर्च खा के ऐसे नाचो
हाँ जा छोरे
हाँ जा गोरे
हाँ जा छोरे नाचो 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 वीर नाचो.
Okay, that's enough. That's from this, this. I guess it's worldwide now since it was on Netflix, a film called RRR. I know it stands for something else like Roar or Rapid, something, I forget what it is. But it's this Bollywood film that's, it's gone a bit viral, mostly for that dance-off that they do for like about 4.5 minutes to this Desi Notch. Hold on. I mean, tortilla chip, aka nacho, but it's got nothing to do with this. It's just, I think it's mentalism when you hear nacho, 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 and you just want to have a nacho. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Andres Segovia Show. I am your host, Andres Segovia, and I'm about to choke on a nacho. Hold on. All right, just drink some water from my Ranger Candy Coffee Company Camper's Mug. Which you can go to rangercandycoffeecompany.com, use promo code Andres Segovia, save yourself on shipping. Well, folks, there's quite a bit I need to get to, and it's, I've been, what, 2 months now? No, a month since I went into hiatus, a month and a half, whatever. I lost track of time because it's been such a blur, and I need to let you know what's been going on with me personally, because there's some personal drama that did occur that kept me back from being able to return to the program. And when I last left the program, I was doing a Save California series that then got unceremoniously put on the shelf because of I was welcoming my newest baby. And it's due to that a lot of the personal drama ended up happening. And for those of you that don't follow me on socials, you may not know about this. That's why I will give you an update on that, but that's coming right up. First, I need to address some news of major news that's transpired. The apparently not a raid on Mar-a-Lago. Last I checked, everything before the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago was considered a raid. When you have armed FBI agents, some of them with even automatics, mini machine guns, to do basically a siege for 9 hours at a former president's home to look for some supposed documents that he was holding back at, that there were negotiations to turn back over. Look, whatever side of the fence you were sitting on, with respects to you like Trump, you don't like Trump, if you're not horrified by this, if you weren't bothered or at the least bit disturbed about what happened to Project Veritas about this, or to political opponents with respect to where they stand against some Democrat policies and this and that, being detained or arrested at airports or at family functions. If that didn't bother you before, this should terrify the living hell out of you, especially in the same week that we get, well, days after we get this, I guess, Green New Deal light version of it signed or passed by the Senate. And it's supposed to hire 87,000 new IRS employees. That includes a mixture of field agents and staff. Why did they need all that staff? Who knows? But with respects to the field agents, you can't have a gun. But the IRS agents, without any background training, are told be prepared to use it. Carry and carry out to execute certain things. As of this recording, that that job posting was taken down from the IRS. If there was nothing to hide, why take it down? Doesn't matter. The internet's forever. Way to go. So I am totally appalled about what happened. Not surprised, but still appalled, because you wish, you, even though you know it's coming, you don't want to be proven right. And then the raid happened. It's no surprise. So that's why I feel like I needed a bit of levity and this whole RRR thing. And excuse me, I have to eat another nacho. Go! By the way, that's the most Bollywood you probably ever hear from me, okay? I've seen some Bollywood movies. I don't know if you've seen some Bollywood movies. I think it was Bride and Prejudice. Not Pride and Prejudice, Bride and Prejudice. No, I thought it was pretty funny. It had like three dance numbers. I saw, man, goodness, like, long, long time ago. I know about this RRR thing. You know, it had some pretty stunning visuals. That song, that moment, the choreography is really cool. But the trick to that scene, though, because visually, with the choreography, the cinematography, it's pretty impressive. See, I'm gonna choke on a nacho. Cue the music. So the thing about that scene is the dancing is synchronized, but there's a trick to that. The whole thing is to find out where and when are the visual cuts to keep these two guys in sync. There, I just ruined it because even though it looks visually stunning, you're like, oh, so they weren't that so in sync. Well, I mean, you could do it. I mean, you really put your heart into it, but they've been dancing forever. So I don't think they keep it up for that long. Anyway, I'm just going to keep jumping back and forth to that thing. All right. If you go to theundersegova.com, that's theundersegova.com, that's where you can check out anything and everything regarding me. I did an entire overhaul of this website during the hiatus, so I wasn't just sitting on my hands. Now you can see my live streams when they go up. The blog is an official part of the site, so I call it posts. You can check out things there. You can watch and listen to my podcast on my website. You can also check the archives and other sections of the show. The entire library is there. It's self-hosted. So I appreciate it. You go check it out, and you can share this with others that you know. But if you're subscribed on Spotify and all that, and by all means, I appreciate it. But the show notes, the full show notes, will always be available, accompany this episode, at www.theundersegova.com. You can also get the app. Yes, you can. You can get the app. You can also check every single social that I'm on. It's kind of like a rotating thing, but I'm on at least 12 different social platforms. I've reserved 4 different social media groups. Some of them are becoming more active, such as Telegram. So you're on Telegram, you can find the Interesting Over show there. And video platforms. I'm across like 8 now, or 10. I lost count. But you can find everything hyperlinked, not to mention the plethora of podcast distributors on my website. And there's also a shop button. Yes, there is a shop button, because yours truly got picked up by Amazon to be on Amazon Live Creator. I've already had some of my videos approved for some product placements, so I'm excited about that. But I do intend to do future tech talk stuff over on Amazon Live. So if you're not already following me on Amazon Live, which you're probably not because you never heard of this until now, you can definitely follow the links to the shops. You can get to my influencer page so you'll know when I do a live, because I want to talk about the products. And now the quickest way for you to check out and buy what I'm using is through Amazon. One of the more recent posts, and it's actually the most recent guest that I had on, Susan Shelley. If you're not familiar with Susan Shelley, she's the Vice President of Communications for the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. I had her on. We were talking about Proposition 19, the death tax here in California, and also the importance of informed voting. This was shortly after the primaries, one that I skipped. On top of that, she's also a contributor to various different newspapers in Los Angeles and at the state level. So I recommend you check her out. She actually just made an appearance on the Apartments Owners Association of America to discuss SB 679, which is quite literally the latest attack on property rights and property owners here in the state of California. I hyperlinked that. Well, I actually added it as a post to the blog, so you can check it out at www.theusergrover.com. And I also linked to my interview with her. But what you have to know is that even though this is technically for LA County, SB 679 is a Senate bill being introduced to the state legislature that would basically create some kind of housing affordability division with staff and expenses and all that overhead to give them the power to tax property owners and businesses in LA County. Aren't we taxed enough? So just giving you an FYI, you can go check that out there. I don't want to elaborate so much more on that because or else this episode is going to be very, very long. All you got to know is that SB 679 is dangerous and it's just another attack against the Los Angeles County property owners, yours truly being one of them because I have property in Los Angeles County and this is insane. Along the lines of Los Angeles County, though, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors approved a ballot initiative that will be appearing in November that would give them the authority, the LA County Board of Supervisors, to remove a duly elected sheriff that is voted on by the people. You tell me how that's not fascism, folks. So basically what they're saying is if you vote a sheriff they don't like, they will remove him until they get someone in there that they do like. That is absolutely bonkers. Talking about the usurping of our system. That's an attack on the integrity of our institutions when the people that vote for something have their votes overturned by an elected or unelected body. It's just absolutely insane. But remember, you're too dumb to know any better. That's almost a direct quote from the ones that are in power. Okay, so this is transition time, right? Okay, I'm going to take a sip. Here's some more nacho. You're going to end up Googling or YouTubing that song, so you're welcome. Or sorry but not sorry. Where I've been. So, folks, the last episode that I did put up was me going into hiatus because I was going to welcome my newborn. I welcomed my newborn. I did. Perfectly healthy baby boy. So everything was normal for the most part. That weekend, 4th of July weekend, the wife and I spent it at the hospital, the labor and delivery. We were discharged that same weekend. Monday was a holiday. They told us, make sure that on Tuesday, you don't take no for an answer. Get the baby checked out at with the pediatrician because we are monitoring his high risk for bilirubin, even though he is at a significantly lower level. We're not concerned about that. Like, okay, sure. So Monday came around. And thus began a series of follow-up visits to the doctor every other day, including blood draws on our newborn, until the shocking news that Friday that we're going to be spending the entire weekend at the neonatal intensive care unit. So needless to say, that came as a big shock to the wife and I, but we were very positive and you know, it's, you know, trusting in God that everything's going to be all right because the baby's all right. because we didn't know what this whole Billy Rubin thing was. They just kept telling us Billy Rubin, and then the whole Jonas levels. Yeah, we dealt with Jonas with their firstborn. We know what that's like. We know what to do, and making sure they get plenty of sunlight, and also that the baby evacuates properly. You know, but this was different. I didn't know what Billy Rubin was, and it had a lot more to do with the fact that baby's blood type was incompatible with mommy's blood type, and that her antibodies were attacking his red blood cells. So the solution to that was not just doing his I guess is what is it, his bathroom business, but phototherapy. And when I realized that when the hospital kept telling us that baby's the patient and we're the visitors, I was trying not to think or dwell too much on that because I don't want to concern the wife. But then when it really became a reality, I'm like, crap, they're going to incubate my baby. And the optics are going to look so horrible when my wife sees that. And sure enough, when I try to prep her for it, it's like, honey, they're going to take baby away from us. She's like, what? No, they're not. And then when it happened, you know, we were trying to console the one you love for 12 hours on end because you just spent the whole time crying and you can't touch baby. Baby's inside this incubator thing being blasted by UV from all sides and wearing this little mask to protect his eyes. No, it's awful when you're that separated from your baby. And I stayed headstrong. I stayed awake for 61 hours. I had a 3-hour nap in between, but I stayed awake for 61 hours. A lot of drama within that. The entire backstory is available on Locals. So you're a member of Locals, you can check that out there. If you're not a member of Locals, Locals is free. Sign up, go check out my community, the Andres Segovia Show group on Locals. That's where I just give you more behind the scenes stuff about me and more personal things there. But that one, I did document for Locals that were in on it, and they shared quite a bit. So needless to say, it was quite the experience to go from the joy of welcoming the latest member of the family to holy smokes, we could lose him just now. And I known unfortunately too many of my friends that have lost their babies before, during, and even after partum. So it's never easy, and not at no point did we think we're going to lose our child. It was just the seriousness of the possibility that baby might have brain damage, no motor skills, and death. I'm like, but baby's fine. What do you mean? Well, how could anything be? So I feel like I was in maybe a bit of denial about the whole thing, but I'm like, no, I'm trusting in God, it's gonna be fine. So everything's fine. Baby's strong. He's stronger than ever been. He's growing very well. And I don't share pictures of my children, but for my inner circle members, I did share a picture of my child just recently. So if you haven't seen it, as because you haven't checked out Locals, but I just had to show that my baby's alive and strong. So that's where I've been, and that kind of put me stuck in a place where I'm like, holy smokes, this takes me back to something that I haven't experienced in quite a while. And it just felt like if I wasn't headstrong and emotionally stable and prepared, that I wouldn't have taken this the way I did, that it would have been harder to deal with, especially with what seemingly felt like the whole world crashing around me. But I got us through. Strength comes from God, so I give him the credit. But in all that is to say that's why I put up a poll on my Instagram recently, and the majority of you that participated in the poll said, put a pause to the Safe California stuff and talk about health. Mental health is one of the main topics. And that's why I put it up there, because I was thinking about this very situation. So as of this recording, the poll is now closed. The majority have voted. Almost 2/3 said, talk about health. So my follow-up poll was, which topics do you want to see covered? Mental health is the number one. At least it was tied up there with nutrition. So with these two being up there, I will talk about them. Mental health being very important to me because of what transpired. So I will be talking about that, and I want you all to stay tuned. So you want to stay up to date with a lot of the stuff that's going on, by all means, follow me across the socials. My most active ones are Instagram, Gab, and Parler. I technically am on Twitter, but this is it's a mirroring service, so I do use services that auto-post on Twitter. So if you're trying to reach me through Twitter, I might not see it until I check and update my bio, like once a month maybe. But the other ones, I'm highly active. So of the big tech platforms, Instagram being probably the one that you're most familiar with. Otherwise, go to my website, check out all the socials that I'm across where you can find me at the Andres Segovia. And I guess I'll see you on the next ones as I talk about nutrition. So I'm going to reach out to some guests once I'm done with this recording, and hopefully produce something that you'll all find worthwhile. I wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and on behalf of my family, thoughts, prayers, and the follow-ups. So I really, really have appreciated that. And I appreciate you all tuning in to this latest episode of The Andres Segovia Show. And as always, I'll see you on the next one. What, did you think I forget about that?
I've had enough of this nonsense! You two, out!
Ranger Candy Coffee Company is a veteran-owned, handcrafted premium coffee roaster located in Shoehorn Bend, Arkansas. They offer a variety of single-origin and flavored coffee. Their coffee is roasted and packaged by husband and wife duo Larry and Sierra Littlefoot. Ranger Candy Coffee Company has also partnered with Disabled American Veterans, a 501c4 nonprofit that supports combat veterans in their post-war readjustment process. They donate a portion of their profits to them as a way to give back. So when you shop at Ranger Candy Coffee Company, know that you are supporting not only a veteran-owned small business, you are also supporting an outstanding veterans nonprofit. Check out Ranger Candy Coffee Company's selection of special blends, K-cups, single origin, and flavored coffee at rangercoffeecandycompany.com. Use promo code Andres Segovia and get free shipping on your order. So go to rangercandycoffeecompany.com, choose your blend, size, and brew, and taste America in every sip.